Welcome to Aetherius Radio Live, the Hour of Truth with Richard Lawrence and Chrissy Blaze.
A very warm welcome to our regular listeners and those who are new to Aetherius Radio Live, brought to you on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio every third Tuesday monthly at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. UK Time, and 10 a.m. Pacific Time. Aetherius Radio Live invites you to discover the cosmic message for this age, revealed through legendary master of yoga and world-renowned medium Dr. George King between 1954 and 1997. Be prepared for another amazing show covering fascinating topics such as karma, UFOs, the Mother Earth, the New World, the Next Master, life on other planets, and much, much more. Today, on Aetherius Radio Live, your host, Chrissy Blaze, is joined by her guest, Brian Kniep, author of Operation Earthlight, A Glimpse into the World of Ascended Masters, and he is Executive Secretary at the American headquarters of the Aetherius Society in Los Angeles. During this show, they will be discussing A Spiritual Dream Come True, Operation Prayer Power. So, without further ado, I give you Chrissy Blaze and Brian Kniep.
Thank you very much, Nikki, and welcome to the show, Brian.
Very lovely to be here. Thanks for having me, Chrissy.
It's great having Brian back. Brian is a regular guest on the show, as many regular listeners will know. And so if you'd like to listen to some of Brian's previous shows, you'll find them available in the archives, and I highly recommend them. And this show today, as Nikki said, we call it A Spiritual Dream Come True, because it really is. And I'd like to start by just taking us through the world, and I think all the listeners would agree that the world at the moment, and perhaps it has been for many thousands of years, but at the moment is very much in our minds and hearts that there's a lot of suffering going on. We see the terrible situation in Syria, an equally terrible situation in Mosul, Iraq. We hear about shootings, seems to be almost weekly. The recent shooting of the congressman in America. There was the terrible tragedies that took place in London, several of them, and all over the world you'll find this sort of chaotic energy. And Brian, I'd like to lead into the show by asking you, why do you think this is? Why do you think this seems to be sort of happening in a more intense way than perhaps it did a few years ago?
Well, it's a good question, Chrissy. the biggest problem or the overriding situation is, I think many of your listeners know that the Mother Earth has received her initiation back in 1964, so she has this tremendous amount of energy that she has been told she has to release and manifest on her body throughout the realms of Earth. And so she's doing this very slowly, but she is doing it. And as the vibrations of the Earth raise and more energy is coming in of a higher nature, it's causing unrest in especially those who are not going that direction, shall we say. And it stirs things up. And it's even though it's in every way it's a great thing, this release of energy, it does in the beginning, which where we are, it's stirring these things up and it brings, energies to the fore that is really requiring us to change.
Thank you, Brian. Yes, it's like an energy of awakening, if you like, isn't it? An energy of change, of awakening. And if people are ready to be awakened spiritually, because it is a time of enhanced spirituality, if we tune into that, if they're ready, then it's a wonderful time. But if they are not ready, if they just want to hold tight to their materialistic life and, you know, and sort of go down the opposite path, then this
It'll
is
be
a very,
bumpy ride.
Very difficult time.
Yeah, I'm sorry? It'll be a bumpy ride. It'll be a bumpy ride for people that want to stick with materialism. That's just not the way of the future.
Very interesting point. It's not. It's not. Spirituality is the way of the future. And this is the way Aetherius Radio Live goes, and this is the subject of this program today, which is Operation Prayer Power. And I'd like to talk a little bit about how that sort of came into being. And I think it sort of started in the mind. Well, it definitely started in the mind and the heart of our spiritual master, Dr. George King, who is the founder of the Aetherius Society. Brian was a very, very close disciple of his. And in the 1960s, he said that the biggest energy crisis facing humanity will be the spiritual energy crisis. And at the time, this was, you know, a strange thought because nobody was, thinking about that. And since then, we've seen crises to do with oil and so forth. And now I think people are beginning to understand what's meant by spiritual energy. Do you want to explain that, Brian, the spiritual energy crisis and what the Aetherius Society is doing about that?
It's an interesting question and an interesting problem because on the one hand, we've been told throughout the ages that mankind has available to him an inexhaustible amount of energy from the mighty sun. And I just said earlier in this radio program that the Mother Earth has received even more energy, and she's giving and she's releasing this energy. So on the surface, I'm reading of those two points, we've got plenty of energy. And that's true. There is plenty of energy. But the difference is that mankind, we're like a radio set, and we can tune in. We're only able to, at our state of evolution, to tune into a certain level of energy, a certain vibration of energy. And if the energy that's out there is of a too high of a nature, then we can't access it. And so the energy crisis that we have is a spiritual energy that we can access, we can use, we know, we can draw into our minds and our bodies and our psychic centers. And that's the energy crisis, the spiritual energy crisis that's been around for some time. And Dr. King saw this very apparently. And so many of the missions and things that Dr. King did on Earth was to try and fill this energy crisis, fill this earth with energy that can be accessed, can be used, can be absorbed by mankind. That's the real essence of the problem.
Yes, and spiritual energy, just for the listeners, is released by not only the global healing missions that we perform, but every time you raise your hand in prayer, every time you give healing to somebody, if you give an act of service, you are bringing more of this energy through you, from God, through yourself into the world. And of course, if we had enough of this spiritual energy, or you could call it love energy, in the world, then you couldn't see the kind of injustice, you couldn't see the poverty, you couldn't, because consciousness would be raised and it wouldn't be possible for humanity to allow that to happen. Would you agree with that, Brian? It's
No, that's very true. Another aspect of energy is thought. And, you know, the more that people read the holy works, you know, it could be Christianity, it can be Buddhism, it can be Islam, it can be Hinduism, Taoism. Of course, we all love the Aetherius Society teachings, but all these teachings are uplifting thoughts. And when you're thinking about those uplifting thoughts, those truths, then you're flooding your mental energy into the mind belt, and it's a tremendous help for people. Whereas if instead you're spending your time watching television or listening to music or not the, you know, that's not bad. I mean, that can be very, very good, as can be watching TV. But if we spend our time in the more materialistic side of thinking, the desires and the jealousies and the upsets and the anger and the even the hatred, then that brings everything down. And it's our master often would state that it's virtually a war on the planet Earth right now, and it's a war of consciousness. It's a war of energy. It's a war of thought. And all those who understand that and know that, which really means all those who are really spiritually evolving people who are interested in helping others, it's up to all of us to do everything that we can to let this energy come into us and send it out to help people. And, of course, Dr. King gave us some extremely potent ways to do that in an amazingly efficient and powerful manner.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. And Dr. King, because of his cosmic status, because he was a visionary. And when he talked about the spiritual energy crisis in the 1960s, he was looking into the future and seeing that this problem was going to get worse. So as Brian said, he designed these wonderful, uplifting global healing missions. And do check out the website, Asirius.org, to find out more about them. But today we're going to focus on one that he designed and gave to humanity in 1973, actually on his birthday. And this is something that everyone can participate in. And it's a wonderful healing mission for the world. And today we're going to talk about it in some detail. So, Brian, first of all, how did you first hear about Operation Prayer Power? Just interested.
Well, I was in pre-med in Illinois, University in Illinois, Southern Illinois University, actually, in Southern Illinois. And I had heard about the Aetherius Society, and contained within the teachings of the Aetherius Society was Operation Prayer Power. And it just seemed incredibly exciting to me. But I was way down in Southern Illinois, hundreds of miles from the nearest Operation Prayer Power Center. So that was a great frustration for me, I must say.
That's really interesting, because as soon as you could, you moved to an Operation Prayer Power Center. Is that correct?
Well, I did. First of all, I traveled up to Detroit, Michigan, where there was a center. Whenever I could, like on summer break from college and whatnot, and was able to attend Prayer Power there, and I traveled to a Holy Mountain once or twice while I was still in college, and eventually it just got to the point where I just felt like I was missing too much, especially in the regular Operation Prayer Power, which was going on every week. And I just said, you know what, I'm moving. And I just picked up and moved out to Los Angeles, where the headquarters was, and at the time where Dr. King was. And so it was a huge move, but, man, it was the best thing I ever did in my life, no question about it.
I know. As soon as people start to attend Operation Prayer Power, and often they do it because they want to help humanity and they see the results, and we're going to talk about some of those later, it sort of gets you hooked, and it's almost
it often does, yes.
Because not only are you, it's a win-win, because not only do you know that you're helping mankind in a very, very powerful way, but you also know through how you feel that you're helping yourself spiritually too. So it really is a wonderful mission, and interestingly, there unfortunately, in one way, there are only five of these centers in the world, five Operation Prayer Power centers where we have the equipment and so on. But many of our listeners are actually in the Detroit area, which is, so you're very fortunate, and I don't believe it's by chance, because there is an Operation Prayer Power Center right here in Royal Oak, Michigan, and you can find the address on the website, Asirius.org. And there's also, we have quite a few listeners near the American headquarters in Los Angeles, where Brian is speaking from. And the good news there is that there is another Operation Prayer Power Center there. Also two in England, one in London, one in the north of England, and one in New Zealand. Now, if you're unfortunate enough to be listening and you don't live near a center and you can move, I would say move. But first of all, perhaps check it out, find out about it. You can support it in other ways too, but first of all, find out as much as you can, because this mission, Operation Prayer Power, it's years ahead of its time, and yet at the same time, I always think it's of this time as well, if that makes sense.
Well, that's a good point, you know, and it's I know a case of an individual here in Hollywood where this individual didn't really know much about Operation Power, but was advised to go to help this person's health, because the person received healing and was in a particularly upset state, and the healer recommended that this person goes along to Operation Prayer Power to really change. Look, just to back up a little bit, the healer knows that health, one big component of health, of course, is the individual's karma. And obviously a lot of it is from past karma, but you can change your health through your current actions by manipulating your karma in the present. And this healer often recommends that his patients go to Operation Prayer Power to help themselves at the same time as helping the world. And this person went along, didn't really have any interest in the Aetherius Society, really, not that much interest in even helping the world particularly at that time. But when the person went, this person felt tremendous energy flowing through them and could not argue against that. You know, didn't quite understand the theory or what was going on, but could not say, you know what, the energy is really coming through. My hands are getting tingling and warm, and I can't just ignore this. This is happening, you know. And this person went on eventually, and through that experience and that affirmation that something's happening, went on and became quite a regular attender of Operation Prayer Power and has never looked back. And that can happen to everybody. You know, it's exciting.
It's a wonderful example, isn't it? How it can not only help a person's health, and I think it really helps your attitude. It helps you to feel very positive and uplifted. This is what I found afterwards.
It's hard work.
So many good things. But it's hard work. And Brian, I'm going to ask you how to explain to the listeners how Operation Prayer Power works.
All right. Well, should we start with the equipment first, or the ritual? What do you think?
Well, perhaps with the ritual, say somebody is coming along and inviting all the listeners to come along and watch Operation Prayer Power, what might they expect?
Well, let's just do a real overview of what's happening. The idea is to kind of collect energy, store it, so that it can then be sent out to places in great need at very significant times. That's the overall overriding thing, because Dr. King realized that at this current state on Earth, if something happens, the chance of getting 1,000 people together and in a focused prayer for a location that needs it isn't very common in these days. Let's just face it.
Right.
And so he developed Operation Prayer Power to accomplish the same thing. In fact, it actually accomplishes more. But that was the beginning of the theory on that. So what happens when you come along to Operation Prayer Power is you come into a hall, both Detroit and Hollywood. It's a church, and in this temple, you have the mantra team, which is like a kind of a horseshoe facing a device, a battery, a prayer power battery, and the mantra team basically invokes this beautiful and powerful Tibetan mantra in unison. So you have a mantra leader that leads this group of 20, 30, 40 people in mantra. And it builds up, and you're doing this mantra for 20 minutes at a stretch. So it can be difficult, but through that difficulty and through that concentration, you send out great energy, and you move energy within your aura. And even though it's hard at the time, you're raising your consciousness, and the feeling afterwards it can be sublime. So as you're doing the mantra, in the background, this is the energy source. So we're bringing this energy from outside of us, from the mighty sun, and we're sending it through us with this mantra, and we're giving it direction and giving it love, and so creating this energy bubble, if you will, in the hall. And then three individuals one at a time, will approach the battery, and the book will their hand will be up, palms forward, facing the battery, and the other hand will be in a mystical Tibetan mudra, which will be drawing this energy from this energy bubble, and the prayer team member will then pull this energy down through their body, add their own love through a mystic prayer from the 12 blessings, and send this energy through pressure and concentration and compassion into this battery filled with crystals. And that person will do that. And then you'll do that through seven prayers and the three individuals. And so this whole ritual of these three prayer team members going up, I think it's five different times, six times in front of the battery, putting energy into the battery, all takes 20 minutes. And then we do three sets of the 20-minute ritual. Does that make sense? It's kind of hard to do that quickly like that.
Yes, no. That's great. Very good overview. We generally do four sets. You do three sets?
Four sets.
Four sets. People can come along and observe one of these what we call charging sessions. But thank you for that very sort of graphic overview. That's very helpful. Now, some people say, and we just want to put people's minds at rest by explaining, some people say, I know, why do people pray into a box? Because they come along and people seem to be offering their prayers into this box. How would you answer that, Brian?
Well, yeah, it does look kind of weird. And also people kind of comment that the prayers are different than people are used to seeing people pray. It's got more emotion, more feeling, more energy. And it's, people are surprised by it. But the whole idea is to invoke as much energy and as high a quality of energy as one can. And that's what Dr. King found, these techniques were the best way to invoke this, the energy that is needed by the world. So that's the prayers. Now the box, well, it's a battery. You know, the idea is to store this energy because we can't so easily get 1,000 people at a drop of a hat to send energy to a peace talk in Syria or to an earthquake that's approaching Jamaica. And so we have to store this energy. And the way that Dr. King devised to store it is through inventing some radionic machines, devices. And one of those devices is a radionic power, spiritual power battery. And it's basically, it's composed of metal with gold and very millions of tiny crystals. And crystals will hold the energy that is invoked. So you're putting energy into this box, and then it will go into these crystals, and it'll be stored there. It'll stay like a car battery stores electricity, whereas this is a prayer battery. It stores the spiritual prayer energy, if you will, and that's why you're praying into the battery, because you're storing this energy for later use.
Thank you very much for explaining that so clearly. I know when Gary and I went to Hawaii once when we were living in Los Angeles, we went to a monastery there, and they had a huge crystal in their temple. I mean, it was huge, almost maybe 5 foot high. And the power from that crystal was enormous because, of course, every time somebody came in with saying their prayers or meditations or positive thoughts, that energy went into the crystal. So what you're saying about the battery and Operation Prayer Power makes a lot of sense. I think to most people now who studied crystals, that they do actually hold energy. And a lot of people work with crystals now. But one thing that's always really difficult for people to understand is how that energy is then taken out of the crystal environment. And so
well,
I was going to ask you, Brian, if you could explain how that happens, the discharge, when there is a problem in the world that we're going to, that the senior body in the society decides to send a spiritual energy to that situation, how is that done?
Well, that's a two-part question. first of all, when you, you know, it is easy in a way to put energy into something. Just touching a pen will put some of your energy into that pen. But if you want to have a really high quality energy, it's not so easy. But still, it can be done. And like your experience in that temple in Hawaii, you can feel this great energy from this crystal. Really, that's just kind of a crystal that's filled with energy, and just kind of like it oozes out energy, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But if you imagine if you could take all the energy in that crystal and get it out in 15 minutes, it'd be a phenomenal amount of power. And that's the trick which Dr. King had in front of him, or the difficulty he had in front of him with Operation Prayer Power. You've got this battery filled with hundreds of hours of invoked spiritual energy, but how do you get it out? And if you think about spiritual energy, it goes in to the spaces between the electrons and the protons in the crystal, and so it's always moving. The spiritual energy is always in movement, so it's kind of like in little orbits, as it were, inside of this crystal battery, and so it's kind of there, and it will stay there forever, and it just stays there. But the trick is to get it out, and what Dr. King found was the way that you can get it out is you, through a radionic machine, you try and recreate the situation that it finds itself in the battery. In other words, you have to create this area in this machine that is more alluring, if you will. Probably the wrong choice of word, but it's more let's just say more alluring, more attractive to the energy than the static orbit that it has around the crystal inside the battery. And so you're enticing the energy out of the battery through this radionic design that creates this situation, and it pulls energy out, and then once it pulls it out through certain kind of coils and whatnot, it'll then propel the energy down a radionic circuit, and then eventually out through a radionic antenna. Now, once it gets to the antenna, it will, if nothing else is done, it'll be projected out into the atmosphere, and it will then be picked up by the local divas. Now, we don't want that, because if we want the energy to go to, say, Syria or to a hurricane, you know, we have to get it there. We have to bypass the local divas who would normally grab this energy and use it for what's necessary around Hollywood or around Detroit. And so at that point, we then there's a method where we ask for help by greater beings on Earth, and we tell them beforehand that we want them to pick up this energy and distribute it to wherever we want. It could be to help a hurricane or an earthquake healing situation, a peace talk, whatever we want to do. And then when the energy goes out of the antenna, it's picked up by these advanced beings and then taken to the area which we wish to help, and it is then distributed to them. Now, also, Dr. King... Well, maybe we shouldn't get into the cosmic plan aspect of it yet. We'll do that a bit later. Let's pause here.
Thank you very much, Brian. That was a very, very clear and fascinating overview of how, you know, what we call Operation Prayer Power discharges. And actually, we're going to have a break now because it's that time. But I was going to ask you after the break, Brian, whether you could talk about a particular discharge that I think you experienced when you were there with Dr. King performing that after the break. Is that something
sure.
possible?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, great. So over to Nikki now. Thank you.
Hi. Thank you, Chrissy and Brian. You are listening to Aetherius Radio Live with Chrissy Blaze and Brian Kniep talking about A Spiritual Dream Come True, Operation Prayer Power. And you can certainly experience this, so please visit of Sirius.org for full details of these regular Operation Prayer Power charging sessions held in Los Angeles, Michigan, in London and Barnsley, and in Auckland in New Zealand, an experience to behold. Every Saturday and Sunday, you are very welcome to join in with the live online 12 Blessings service. To find out more, please visit 12blessings.org. That's 12 in digits. There are a few events taking place this month in Michigan. On Saturday, June 24th, there is a King Yoga class, Mantra Yoga, the Sacred Science of Sound, held at the Michigan branch of the Aetherius Society, taken by Gary and Chrissy Blaze. In London, we've got Sunday, June the 25th, there is the popular workshop Pendulum Dowsing, and on Tuesday the 27th, there will be a very interesting talk, Life on Other Planets, The Truth Revealed. Please visit london-temple.org for more information about these and other events in London. Moving on to actually July, we've got 12 midnight GMT, July 5th, held in the first hour of the second spiritual push for 2017, when Aetherius Society Centers worldwide welcomes again into orbit of Earth the giant spacecraft we know as the third satellite, flooding our world with much-needed spiritual energy. This spiritual push, or magnetization period, lasts until August the 5th, during which all spiritual actions performed with a selfless motive are enhanced by a factor of 3,000 times. You are warmly invited to any one of our centers for this potent first-hour service. Now, moving fast forward to July 23rd, which is a Sunday. Please note, it's Sunday, July the 23rd. There are actually going to be two pilgrimages being held, one in the UK and one in the US. Now, the one in the UK is an Operation Prayer Power charging session on the Holy Mountain, Holston Down in North Devon. So if you want to experience that in open air, absolutely fantastic. And then in the US, there is the pilgrimage to Mount Baldy in South California. Both not to be missed. We can't split ourselves, but they're both amazing pilgrimages. So, as always, our website has more information and details of the various publications and audio titles available on CD or download. So that's it for now, and I'm very pleased to return you to Chrissy and Brian.
Thank you very much, Nikki. Well, there's a lot going on in the Aetherius Society. I think you could hear from Nikki's massive list of announcements, but that's always the case. There's a lot we need to do in this world, and we're up for it, and we invite you to join us in this wonderful task we have. And just to mention to listeners also, Operation Prayer Power is held in Los Angeles every Thursday evening at 7:30, and in Detroit, Michigan, or Royal Oak, Michigan, on Wednesday evening at 7:30. And so, going back to Brian, he was talking about the Operation Prayer Power discharges, and there was one particular discharge which was very fascinating, that he was going to share with us.
Right, there was one, and this was actually not in the Master's Day. This happened back in, I think, 2003. No, it's 2004. And it was a hurricane called Ivan, which was due to pass, well, it had just passed over Grenada, down in the Caribbean area, and it was heading towards Jamaica, and it was the largest hurricane to be there for many years. And in fact, it ended up being in the top 10 most powerful hurricanes ever in the Atlantic Ocean. So it's tremendously powerful, Category 5, of course, the highest category, and even high amongst the Category 5 hurricanes. And when it went over Grenada, it killed 40 people, and it damaged 90% of the entire island, costing over $1 billion in damage. And this is a very small, like 50,000 people live in Granada, I believe it is. So it's pretty small to knock out 85% of that island virtually, damage 85% of the houses and everything on the island, and causing $1 billion damage. It was devastating. Wow. And it was heading directly for Jamaica, which is a much larger island with many, many more people on it. And it was just going to be a horrendous happening. I'll just read a couple of quotes. This is from the this is from the Prime Minister. This is going to be a disastrous hurricane. We could have hundreds dead. Hurricane Gilbert, which was a hurricane some years earlier, was a puppy compared to this, he said. Gilbert killed dozens and dozens of Jamaicans and devastated the island. It was only a Category 3 in 1988. And then it goes on. Let's see. He says, all of us are continuing to hope and pray that by some miracle we may at the last minute be spared the worst. Because the National Hurricane Center was predicting this to go right over the center of Jamaica and then right through the Cayman Islands, right through the center of Cuba, and then onto the coast, the southern coast of America, which would have just caused unbelievable damage and deaths. And again, the U.S. National Hurricane Center in Miami said Ivan appeared headed for a direct hit on Jamaica that day, okay? And so we jumped in the Aetheric Society, and we released over 1,000 prayer hours of energy, which is the equivalent of, probably 10 charging evenings. So it would have been, two and a half months of charging. Okay, the energy that we put in 2.5 months, we released just in a matter of an hour towards to try and try and help the situation with the hurricane. And miraculously, by the morning, people were breathing a sigh of relief because the eye of the storm had spared Jamaica. And I was watching this not quite real time, I was watching it like every few hours, because they were showing the projected path of the hurricane and the actual path. And it was just bearing right down in Jamaica. And then, at 11 o'clock at night, it turned 90 degrees nearly to the left, to the south, and missed, the eye of the hurricane missed Jamaica. It was miraculous. It brought tears to my eyes when I saw that, because it was just miraculous. And this is what was said on that day. Jamaica, this is by a nurse, a Red Cross volunteer nurse on Jamaica the next morning. She says, Jamaica has been blessed. And she was absolutely correct. The Prime Minister said, Jamaica can be thankful that it was spared a direct hit. This is the Prime Minister, P.J. Patterson. And most interestingly was a meteorologist from the National Hurricane Center said, a miracle happened at 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. All of a sudden, the hand of God changed the direction of Ivan. Ivan might not even hit Florida now. And that was from a National Hurricane Center meteorologist. And they know what hurricanes do and don't do. And they don't just, a hurricane is 1 to 200 miles in diameter. It's a massive, massive storm. But the eye is only about 20 or 30 miles in diameter. And that's where the most intense winds are. And so to move this large of a weather system, 90 degrees is unbelievable, it's still got hit by the 100 mile diameter storm, but it got spared the hit from this devastating called the eye, the wall of the eye is where it's most intense, right, because the eye is almost calm, but it's just the wall of the eye which is unbelievably powerful, like a tornado kind of a thing. And it was just miraculous what took place. And again, this is just one occasion of dozens and dozens of occasions where Operation Prayer Power has done a tremendous amount of good for people on Earth.
Well, thank you very much, Brian. I like what the meteorologist said about the hand of God. It literally is, right?
Yeah.
I like that description.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Dr. King used to say that miracles are not made by God for man, but miracles are made by man for God. Prayer power is a miracle that we're giving to God. We're giving to our fellow man.
And people, thank you so much. That's a great example, actually. Although, as Brian said, there are many, many examples over the years, because we've been doing these discharges since 1974 or 1975, a long, long time, and we've seen the results over the years, and believe me, they're pretty incredible. Well, people may think to themselves, well, if this is so incredible, why aren't you releasing Operation Prayer energy all the time and solving all the problems in the world? Well, we need more people, so this is an appeal too. The more people we have coming to Operation Prayer Power, I believe one of the greatest opportunities of our lifetimes, then the more we can help our world. And it's not just me who thinks that Operation Prayer Power is so great, or Brian or Nikki, but also in 1978, the Master Sirius, and I know regular listeners have heard of the Master Sirius, gave a very important cosmic transmission through Dr. George King called the Important Declaration of Truth to Terror. And it's a long transmission, primarily about Operation Prayer Power. And Brian, I was going to read some extracts from that. Don't have time to read them all, but I'd like to read a few, and then perhaps you can comment on them as I read them.
Sure.
I'd
like to just make one point about the people may say, well, why not just use it to solve all the problems on the world? And it's good to look at the analogy of healing. Once people first understand and believe and can actually use spiritual healing, the tendency is to say, well, we can use this to solve all the problems. If all the diseases can go away, we can help take away all suffering, all illness. And it doesn't quite happen like that and that quickly, because illness, a lot of illness, is a karmic thing. We have illnesses to learn and to go through a process of growing. And so a healer will help people, but a healer can't always cure everyone because of the karmic aspect. And the same thing with natural disasters and natural or global problems, is there is a huge aspect of karma there, and no amount of prayer power will take away all the problems, because we still have these lessons that we have to learn. And so one trick is to understand which situations do we think can be helped by Operation Prayer Power. And as you said, of course, also, is we don't have an unlimited amount of people doing prayer power. So we only have a limited amount of energy that we can send out. I just want to put that aspect in before you start.
Oh, yes, very, very important aspect. Thank you for picking that up, Brian. Unfortunately, I'd love to read it all because it's so fascinating, but we don't have the time.
Yeah.
But this is given on January the 1st, great way to start the year, 1978. And again, it's called Important Declaration of Truth to Terror, given by the Master of Sirius. So very, very important. One thing we learn, that Operation Prayer Power was accepted into the cosmic plan for the peace and enlightenment of humanity. And regular listeners will know we often talk about this, but there is a plan, one which gives us great hope, held in place by the ancient ones, held in place by the compassionate cosmic masters, by the spiritual hierarchy of this earth, helped by organizations such as the Aetherius Society. And this was accepted. The great ones regarded Operation Prayer Power to be so effective that it was accepted into the cosmic plan. So if you attend Operation Prayer Power, and we hope you do, then you are taking part in what's called a cosmic mission, and I'm going to read a little bit about that. Now, with the acceptance of Operation Prayer Power on the highest level in the solar system, the power of the operation itself will be multiplied. Those who, through sacrifice and the right motive, help this operation of mass healing for humanity will manipulate their karma for their own personal progression in a very potent way. Is there anything you want to add to that, Brian, before I go on?
Well, that's what more can you say? It's, you know, everything that you do in life, frankly, pales in comparison with what each of us can do for this cosmic plan. Because the cosmic plan is helping the Mother Earth. It's helping the entity known as mankind, our entire civilization, and we're being guided in this help by these great ancient spiritual beings. And to be able to be an aspect, to be a part of that, is fantastic. It makes everything else you do pale in insignificance. The most important thing we can possibly do is help this wonderful cosmic plan. And prayer power is an extremely direct and enjoyable and uplifting way to do that. I mean, it's fantastic news, fantastic opportunity.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian. But just as there's always an opposite side to everything, the Master of Theories is speaking absolute truth here with a capital T, and always does, of course, but this is a declaration of truth, this particular transmission. He also says, those, all of you, who turn a deaf ear to the cries of help from your brothers, cries which could be turned to smiles of hope by your action in Operation Prayer Power alone, will hold up your karma in a very, very definite manner. This statement has to be made, and it has now been made. You have yourself to thank or yourself to blame, dependent upon the path you have taken or will take in the near future.
Well, that's truth. You can't get around it. It doesn't mean you're going to be damned forever, you know, if you don't help Operation Prayer Power. But you know, it's something that you need to take notice of. And you might say, well, I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if I believe it or not. And that's a fair comment. But then try it out, investigate it, have a look at it. If what we say is true, that it is an aspect of this cosmic plan, and it's doing tremendous healing for the world, and we can save lives and suffering multiplied by millions and millions of people, clearly it's something that people who have a spiritual bent should be involved in. And even if it might seem fantastic, it's worth looking into. It's worth investigating. It's worth experimenting. Come along with Operation Prayer Power. Try it for yourself. See what you feel. Talk to others. That's the real thing that people should do. Investigate it. You know, if somebody comes along and says, if you buy Apple stock or something like that, you're going to make lots and lots of money, and especially if the person who says that you trust and you know, speaks well, you could just completely ignore it, but probably you might look into it. You might investigate it. And then make a decision for yourself. And it's far more important, a spiritual truth, a spiritual process, than a material one. And so I would definitely suggest that people, if they have any question, investigate. It doesn't take that much time. There's internet, there's phones, there's travel. It's not that difficult, frankly.
Absolutely. I agree, Brian. Of course, some people, you know, they may be in a different country. It may be impossible for them to travel for various reasons. And in that case, we totally understand, of course, but you can, as Brian said, still study about the mission, talk about the mission to others. You can support it in other ways. You know, if you're a member of the Aetherius Society, wherever you are, you're still part of that group soul supporting the missions. And if you really cannot attend, then there are other ways, as I say, that you can support it. You can donate to it. There are many other ways as well. But
well,
it's
true.
Great if you can make it.
Also, you know, wherever you are in life, you know, you're the main place that you are is on your path of evolution. And if you're somewhere that some country in some situation where you just cannot get the Operation Prayer Power, if you put your mind to it and your intent to it, and you really look at it and investigate it and think about it and even pray for it, then you, I believe, that you will be changing your karma and changing your the energies around your life so that something will happen, if not this life, then next life. If not this life, then on the other realms, because prayer power is done on the higher realms. You can actually, when you pass away, if you go to a higher realm and even some of the lower realms, you can practice Operation Prayer Power. And so if you make it an important part of your life, even if you can't physically get there for one reason or another, you'll be changing yourself to in fact help this wonderful mission.
Thank you, Brian. I know groups of people, and I know you do too, and they do Operation Prayer Power practices for the day.
That's
when
right.
They might be able to either participate or, you know, become another Operation Prayer Power center. So, you know, that's very good points there, Brian. Thank you. I just continue with the transmission.
Mm-hmm.
Master is serious. Remember, you have here one of the greatest spiritual tools ever put into your hands, a spiritual tool which will, not might, not try to, but which will alter the future course of your history. If this is true, and greater minds than yours say that it is true, if you investigate what happened in the past, you will find it to be true. So therefore, little wonder is it not that the karmic tribunal will ask you this question, and that is, in my words, whether you, you know, participated or supported Operation Prayer Power. And if you are one of those who can honestly state by your Akashic records that you have assisted Operation Prayer Power, you will bless the day that you made the decision to do so.
That's right. Yep. That's the bottom line, and it is hard for people to understand, because we spend so much of our time in materialistic pursuits and just staying alive. You have to put a lot of time and energy into materialism, and the people around us often are interested in other things, and the way the world works is different than the way the spiritual world works. And it can be difficult to understand this, but, you know, that's what evolution is all about, is finding truth, discriminating to sort out the different statements, to find out what is truth. And then once you find the truth that really feels right and resonates with you, then you've got to follow it.
Absolutely. And if you come along to Operation Prayer Power, and you're very welcome to attend and observe the mission and see what you think about it and you'd like to be a part of it, don't forget, as Brian mentioned, it is hard work. But also don't forget that anything worth achieving in life, especially the spiritual, always takes hard work. And never let that stop you from this spiritual dream come true. Because once you break through that barrier, once you get used to performing mantra for 20-minute stretches, then you'll find your concentration improves, your health can improve, you feel more positive about life, and so many benefits that we touched on as well. So, Brian, we're sort of coming to the last 5 minutes or so of the show. Is there anything you wanted to mention?
Well, you know, the one thing I kind of touch a bit on what you're saying is it is hard work, but there's tremendous benefit from it. You mentioned the concentration, which of course is excellent. But also, if you can get yourself the next step onto the prayer team, which many people have. I mean, some people get on there pretty quick. You know, it's up to you how fast you want to get on there. But, you know, because of the teaching that we've had from Dr. King, he has got us, I think, to be the most powerful prayers in the world. We're capable of it might seem kind of egotistical and all that, but that's just what he basically has told us. And because we invoke now AA+, which is energy that when it's released, if it wasn't modified, this energy would not even be used on this plane of existence. It would go up to a level 2 or level 3. And, you know, to be able to invoke that kind of energy is a tremendous help. Because when you learn how to invoke this kind of energy, you can also use that for your own prayers. You can use that for your healing abilities. You can use that for so many different things. And it's prayer power is not... It's most importantly to help the world, but it also tremendously will help those who participate in it, not just karmically, but you'll help yourself to learn how to invoke powerful, uplifting energy. You'll get more and more psychic. You'll feel the energy flowing through you more than ever before. When I first joined the society back in, 1976, that was a long time ago, Chrissy, I would go to a holy mountain and pray, and I tell you, I could not feel anything going through. I'm on a holy mountain praying, you know, and I couldn't feel anything. But, you know, through these years, I can feel, it's like night and day what I'm able to feel and do and accomplish and use my psychic centers for. And all this is through not just hours and hours of practice, but hours and hours of service through giving healing individually and giving healing through Operation Prayer Power. That's the way we're taught to advance in these days, is through service. And Operation Prayer Power is the best way that we can possibly give service to others and advance ourselves. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Well, I think, Brian, that that's a great way to end this show on Operation Prayer Power, that very positive and uplifting message to everybody. So thank you so much, Brian, for being a guest on Aetherius Radio Live. And I'll hand over now to Nikki, who will give the closing announcement.
Thank you, Chrissy. Thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed this show.
Thank you. Me too.
Well, absolutely super, super show. Thank you, Chrissy, and thank you, Brian. Really wonderfully inspiring. You have been listening to Aetherius Radio Live, which is your cosmic connection, the third Tuesday of each month. The next show will be on July 18th, when your hosts, Chrissy Blaise and Richard Lawrence, will continue their dynamic dialogue, their subject being Repaying Our Debt to Mother Earth. For more information on the fascinating facts mentioned in the show or to connect with the Aetherius Society, please visit aetherius.org. As always, you know you can connect with your hosts, Chrissy Blaise and Richard Lawrence, by visiting their respective websites, chrissyblaise.com and richardlawrence.co.uk. Thank you also very much for listening to Aetherius Radio Live. We look forward very much to enjoying your company again next month.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.